again. Just when I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J. Joseph J., you didn't say Erdo.
Erdo!
Okay, Eric Reiner and Kathleen.
Osborne entertaining our in-studio guests.
Oh, she is. Oh, that's nice of her. She's a sweetheart. There's no question about it.
And also a sweetheart is Dolly Parton bringing us into this segment from The Meddler, a movie we're going to be reviewing in just a moment. Here You Come Again. This song is played for chickens in the
Meddler.
Movie.
Isn't that a Batman villain?
No.
That's different.
That's Penguin. But this hour
is brought to everyone by
Alexander's All Care Automotive. Great guy, trustworthy, sophisticated, fair, nice, you name it, he can do it. So if you need your auto tuned up, repaired in
auto-tune.
Any way, a tune up.
I thought it was
whatever.
Like all the tracks from Sing Street.
Yeah,
everything
auto-tune.
You need.
No.
Anyway, call Alexander at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave said hello.
Or you can tell him that Joseph said hello, or he might know me, and as everyone on the street, Sing Street and throughout the world know me as Gillette. You know why?
Yeah, because you don't shave.
No, because I'm the best a man can get.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Huh? Wait, that sounds weird, Eric.
No, think about it.
The best a man can get?
I am the best a man can get.
Yeah, no, what men are you trying to get?
I don't want men.
No,
they don't
not
get,
explaining
The men
right.
don't get any better than me.
You're blushing.
I don't think it sounded that way, did it, Eric?
It didn't sound that way to me.
All right.
No.
Well,
we do have some callers calling in for you.
Okay.
George is online.
No. George, no, Brett, no. Thank you very much. I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
But that was funny.
Yeah, it was. I am the best the man can get. All right, we'll skip that one. But before we bring on our guest, let's do a quick review of another movie that opened up yesterday, The Meddler. Because you know moms love to meddle in their kids' lives. They're
but
called smothers. In a good way.
They're trying
with
to improve
good intentions,
it.
Yeah. But you know, especially in the love lives and stuff like that. Susan,
so Joseph, when you're your age, it's time for mom to stop.
Well, okay.
And grandma take over.
Oh, right. Well, Susan Sarandon plays an aging widow from New York City who follows her daughter, played by Rose Byrne, to Los Angeles in hopes of starting a new life after her husband passes away. J.K. Simmons also stars in this movie.
Great
and this
actor.
Is pretty close to a breakthrough as well.
Really?
Dave, yeah. You're going to love this movie.
I got to see this.
Yeah. 4 stars. It's similar to Sally Field in Hello, My Name is Doris, released earlier this year. Mm. Susan Sarandon gives an often over-the-top performance in The Meddler that is reason enough to see this new dramedy. The actress is at her absolute best. It's one of the best roles I've ever seen
Which
her in.
Which is nice because she hasn't done a lot of
That's
good
true.
Stuff recently.
Recently, yeah. But she effectively taps into the goofy and serious qualities of her character simultaneously. As a result, we are empathetic to her plight. As we're entertained by her antics, viewers will likely emerge with a smile on their face and a newfound understanding of their own smother, because you know we all have one. And if you don't have one, then you probably are one. Meanwhile, J.K. Simmons is incredibly charming in a supporting role. I'm telling you right now, women of all ages will fall in love with J.K. Simmons in this movie.
Really? Why?
He is the most charming man.
I wouldn't know how to evaluate
Gillette.
That. Gillette. He's a Gillette type of guy.
Well,
is it worthy of a repeat performance, best supporting actor?
I think so. But both him and Susan Sarandon deserve
Good
that.
Good for him.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Like I said, The Meddler, 4 stars. I absolutely love this movie as well. Go see it. Both this and Sing Street exclusively at the Harkins Camel View at Fashion Square.
Yeah, that's right. And, the new reclining seats,
yeah, the new reclining new theater. Yeah. Yeah. You and Trisha were there. And speaking of meddling moms, there's a new show out there called Mom versus Matchmaker. When it comes to dating, mom is always ready to give her opinion, even when you haven't asked for it. Now, world-renowned professional matchmaker Carmelia Ray who's on the phone with us, will test the mother's knows best cliche in the new Mix TV original dating series, Mom vs. Matchmaker. It's the only dating show that challenges a matchmaking titan with over 20 years of experience, Dave, to find, train, and prep a better suitor than determined moms who are inserting themselves into their single child's love life. With contestants' future happiness on the line, emotions run high, and audiences will see the drama that goes into making the perfect match. It premieres just before Mother's Day on Tuesday, May 3rd at 8, 7 Central. Thank you so much for joining us, Carmelia.
Thank you for having me. So excited.
Oh, we're excited as well because, you know, I was talking with your publicist. You know I could use some advice, but we'll get to that.
And it's true. He can use a lot of advice. Now, Carmelia, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Carmelia.
Carmelia. Okay.
Carmelia. You've been in the business 20 years?
I started in 1992, so technically 24. This is my 24th year in matchmaking and the dating business.
Because I'm looking at your picture, and wow,
she looks about 25.
Yeah, you look young, and you're very beautiful, and you're welcome. And where do you do this? Is this in Los Angeles area or all over the country?
I'm an international matchmaker and online dating coach, so I don't really have the world is really where I'm matching, but my concentration of singles would be North America.
Wow, nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So tell us about this show. It premieres this coming Tuesday, right?
Yep.
And are there any, I know we don't want to spoil the outcome for anyone, but what general insights did you have that maybe you didn't know going into it?
Well, I didn't know how tough it would be to compete against moms. Mm-hmm. I mean, given my experience and the resources that I have as a matchmaker, knowing what I know about matching people, I really thought it would be a piece of cake on my part. However, it was a true competition. I have to give it up for the moms, give it up for the contestants or singles that I met in real time on air, not having a lot to work with other than what I do best. It was a lot of fun, and I was on my toes, and there was a lot of surprises.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to this because, I mean, like I was just talking about the meddler. I mean, there's a lot of these movies, and there are a lot of them because it's a real thing. You know, mom, that smother is a word for a reason, right?
Yeah, smother. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Especially, like...
Well, I'm a mom, too, and
okay.
I have a 17-year-old daughter, and she's turning 18 this year. So, I mean, we talk about dating things, and I discover new things about her, and in discovering what I was up against with the moms that I was working with. I mean, we're dealing with, a relationship. A lot of the singles that I dealt with were in their 20s, so that's a lot of time to be spending with your mother. They are great relationships. And so for me to try to find a match better than mom, there's a lot of familiarity there, and they wanted to win as much as I did.
Well, let me ask you this. Is what criteria do you use to find someone? Or is the criteria flexible, meaning depending on the person, maybe depending on the age, maybe values change over time, not the core values perhaps, but...
Well, the beauty of my job as a matchmaker is that whoever I'm working with sets that criteria. There's one thing, too, in that a single person will come to me and think they know what they want. And many times they have an idea of who they want. They know what hasn't worked. And they know they have this picture of who they'd like to work with. So for many of the matches that I came up with, I really used the conversation that I had with the person and what I knew and what they shared with me. So there's that. And then, of course, my own intuition. And then there's no trial and error here. There really is a formula that a matchmaker uses and an intake that we follow, which you'll discover in watching the show, that has me pick a great match for my single candidate.
Now, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with Carmelia Ray. Mom versus Matchmaker is the show. It premieres just before Mother's Day, perfect timing, Tuesday, May 3rd at 8, 7 Central on Mix TV. It's an original series. Carmelia, are you Canadian by chance?
I am Canadian, but I've worked all over the United States. And again, I have a lot of clients that are in the U.S. And I've lived in L.A. I can't remember the years, but I've traveled back and forth to L.A. I love the city. Oh,
so is it true that Ted Cruz was born in Canada? Okay, I'm just kidding about that one.
The reason I asked is I heard her say...
Any any questions about actors, because I probably would fail that.
Well, the reason I asked is I heard her say against.
Oh yeah, that'd be Canadian.
That was a good giveaway.
Who's your hockey team?
Okay.
Who's your hockey team, by the way?
My hockey team?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to say the Maple Leafs, but I'm in.
Oh, cool.
I spend a lot of time in Toronto, so I'll have to say them.
they're certainly the most successful financially in terms of economics and value. They may get the number one pick. They finished not that good this year, but they're a popular team, no question about it.
Oh yeah, Canadians love their hockey team.
Oh, no question. Yeah. And so as a matchmaker, here's something, and then we could help Joseph.
Yeah, then you can help me. I'm desperate.
How important is the physical, what someone looks like? I mean,
good question.
Do you try to push that away and go to the inner beauty, like sort of what people want to believe, versus the reality, perhaps because of the media and cosmetics and all the stuff that's out there, that it's, heavy emphasis on physical. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, looks matter to everyone. It matters more to men. I mean, certainly from a gender perspective, guys, especially when they're online, and one of the criteria that the men is they had to be attracted. So attraction is gender neutral. I mean, both men and women think looks matter. But beyond that is the total package. Mm. So I would say in the top three qualities or desirable traits, attraction is a big part of that. Now, attraction doesn't always equate to looks. Attraction could be that, again, the sexy factor, the intellectual factor, the connection, that chemistry that we're all searching for. And it doesn't always boil down to looks. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say that attraction matters more than looks, but it's looks do play a role in attraction. So it is important.
Yeah. Interesting. Great,
that is very,
great answer.
Very insightful there. Yeah.
So how do we help young Joseph here?
Yeah, I shared a little bit of information with your publicist to forward on to you. You know, I've got a great circle of friends. I absolutely love them all. And I'm very socially active, constantly organizing different activities, bar crawls.
How old is Joseph?
I am 32.
Okay, and your marital status? You're single, never married?
Correct. Single, never married.
What are your current relationship goals?
I to find someone who lifts me up, not physically, but I'm not looking for like an MMA fighter or something like that.
Okay.
Someone who inspires me to be the best possible person that I can be, and someone who who's creative, basically, because I find myself to be a very creative person, and if someone knows how to creatively express themselves, that's what I'm looking for.
What you're describing to me are personality traits. I guess my question is, do you see yourself dating? Do you want to be in an exclusive relationship? Are you at a point where you're looking to settle down versus just dating?
I'm looking not to settle down immediately, but for a serious relationship. I don't like the casual thing.
And he needs a woman who likes a duck.
Yeah, I have a duck, and this is
heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that. And I saw a little clip on your Google Plus of you riding a bull. Not very well, but that was kind of funny.
You rode a bull?
She did a research. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Hey,
Thank you.
Impressed.
I guess it depends on what people neglect to see is that your dating life is something that you plan for. So there's a strategy around that. If you don't have a strategy and you're going through your dating life without an action plan of sorts, whether that be, I'm going to meet X number of people this week, I'm going to create an amazing online dating profile, which I hear you're not into, I'm going to make it a point to meet, five new women today or mm-hmm. five new women this week. So I guess I have to ask you, how many dates are you going on in any given month?
Not very many.
Goose egg.
I have no trouble making friends. It's just I can't find. Yeah, it's crossing over.
Okay, the definition of insanity is what?
Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results.
Yep, Dave.
Right. Okay. So if you have a goose egg every month of the number of dates that you're on, how successful will you be a year from now?
It's at zero still. Yeah.
Okay. So you need to create a strategy for that, and just really get out there. Being social and making friends doesn't get you closer to finding a match.
True, okay.
So maybe off air we can come up with something to create a strategy for you, and I'll keep you accountable.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that.
Rufinol at the bar crawls.
No.
Now, if you wait a year, her daughter will be available.
You'd have to break through her boyfriend, but you know.
Oh man.
See, well, see, and I really appreciate, you know, the advice, and you know, because I am very old fashioned, and I think that's part of what's getting in the way is, you know, I'm against things like the online profiles and all that stuff, and I want to meet someone organically, and so, but I would love to talk to you, take you up on that.
The thing about what I'm hearing is, and what's interesting is that I speak to a lot of people just like you that are hoping to, you know, meet someone miraculously or by chance. And nowadays, I mean, you got to keep up with the times. If you're not in a relationship or dating somebody that you met in high school or in college or through that traditional avenue, whether it be church, if you're a traditional guy, then you really have to do something outside of the box and different so that you can meet someone. And I don't know if you've created a list, but have you written it down on paper as a goal and wrote down who you think you'd be compatible with? Have you done that?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Mm. Yeah.
See, so that's a start.
Great advice.
Start by writing that down. And
Scarlett Johansson, Cindy Crawford.
Talk about visualization. So unless you know what you're looking for, then she could be passing you by and you're not even conscious of that.
Oh, wow, this is all great
it's
advice.
Very, and I mean, very good advice.
It makes me look forward to even more so this TV show. Again, it is called Mom vs. Matchmaker. It premieres just before Mother's Day on Tuesday, May 3rd, 8, 7 Central on Mix TV. I'm going to be checking it out. You know, Carmelia Ray, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate the release of this. And thank you also for the advice. I would love to take you up on that offer.
Thank you. You know, you'll get a lot of tips from this show, so make sure you're watching with a pen and paper.
Absolutely. Excellent. Yes, I'll definitely take notes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Wow, that was excellent.
Yeah.
I like the fact, you know, strategy. Now, some women, I should, well, we let's have her on again. Mm-hmm. The follow-up question would be, do women think that's not romantic when you have to have a strategy to meet someone? I've heard this
a
before.
List.
Yeah, a list or,
maybe,
or a
but,
strategy,
you know, it's
but
a
I
good
like
point
the strategy.
Because you do, I mean, unless you're visualizing something or saying, you know, setting out to do it, I mean, I have no trouble making friends, and I have really quality friends.
Right.
You've met
Danny's
Shannon and Danny. And,
they're good
and,
people.
You know, yeah.
And what's the blonde's name that Dave likes?
Who was she was on the wall here.
Christine, redheaded, yeah.
Redhead, no,
she's
no,
redheaded.
She's blonde.
Redheaded,
looked
yeah.
Blonde to me.
And, well,
I thought
then,
she was blonde.
And Candace and Dimitar and Sandra, I mean, they're all really great, great people who I
Hillary?
Absolutely love.
How what? About Hillary?
Hillary, no. I don't know Hillary.
Oh, okay.
No, but I absolutely love these people and to have them in my life, but I haven't found anyone with whom I click, so, you know, I'm going to set this plan in motion.
I think this is good stuff. I think she will...
Yeah.
As a song goes, we're going to find you a woman. Remember that song? Who was that by?
Well, sing it. Hum a few bars.
You gotta get you a woman.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I don't know that song.
Wow,
I don't
good.
Know the
How
rest
did
of it.
You know that?
Because I'm Gillette.
Oh, yeah.
The best a man can get.
Well, I think I would change that tagline a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll work on it. I'll come up with a different one. But, you know, I am also something that I really am looking forward to for in a woman. Is
yeah.
She's got to look like a model.
Ooh.
I know, but the song, the next song that brings us
sure?
into our break, yeah, brings us into our break from
breaking?
Sing Street, yeah, Riddle of the Model from Sing Street, great song, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
and coming up after our break, we're going to be speaking with comic book illustrator Mitch Gerads, Sheriff of Babylon. We'll tell you how you can meet him next Saturday, and Dave and I get a chance to talk to him right now. But find us on Periscope, do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment, or
I couldn't find it.
Or you do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment or Break THR Sports, okay?
Or go over to BreakRadioshow.com,
and
right?
click on Twitter, and it's
so
all
that's
right
BreakRadioshow.com, where viewers are packing
oh.
it in right now. I could see the count going up and
Ooh,
up.
This has got
and
like a little Asian theme
this
to it.
Is. It is.
Japanese.
How do you know?
Huh?
Really? How do you know that?
Do, 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 do.
It doesn't sound like the same music.
It's kind of racist, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
you're
I did. That was Joseph, by the way. Everyone saying that.
Erdo.
Okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Do, 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 do.
And we'll be right back after this computer word by Joseph.
Model.